In Ben Ishchai, Parashat Beshalach, Shana Shniyah, Halachot of Borer, Halacha Vav. That's where we're up to. Yirakot sheyesh bahem me'upashim. Vegetables, you have a whole bunch of vegetables, among which you have some that are me'upash. Me'upash means rotten or beginning to rot, right? You have, let's say, some peppers, green peppers, red peppers, and some of them are from 2 weeks ago, and they're beginning to show signs of that. And so some of them are like that, and some of them are fresh. Kegon karpas vekarti vekayotze. The Ben Ishchai gives, for example, karpas. Let's say either he means parsley or, you know, celery. Vekarti. Karti is leeks or onions, right? Vekayotze. Karpas he took from Pesach. Karti he took from Rosh Hashanah. Vekayotze. Lo yivror ha-me'upashim in atovim. Do not separate the me'upashim, the rotten ones, from among the good ones. Rather, it should be the other way around. Ela yivror ha-tovim, right? As we know, take the good ones out. That is ochel mitoch pesolet, not pesolet mitoch ochel. Bame devarim amurim, be'alim mufradim ze mize she'enam klachim mechubarim. Now, when are we saying this? That's when we're talking about leaves that are separate from each other, and they're not stalks that are all connected. It's not like, let's say I have a whole lettuce head or cabbage head, right? So that's called a kelach that is all mechubar, all the leaves are attached. He says, aval klachim mechubarim, when all the leaves are attached, kegon chazeret, like by lettuce, or endives, v'chayotze, asher ha-me'upashim mipachutz, and the outer ones are more, you know, are me'upash more than the inner ones, that would not be a problem. Mesiram techila, you can remove the outer me'upash leaves that are still attached, v'notel achakach atovim shebifnim, in order to get to the good ones inside. That's okay, mishum de'orchayu behachi, because that is normal. That's the very normal way to take off, to peel off the outer layers that are already starting to rot, which you encounter first, right? Because it's not the normal way of eating. To go in a very twisted and, you know, way, להכניס ידו בפנים לתוך החצרת, to stick your hand inside first, and להוציא עלים הטובים, to remove the good ones from inside, ויניח עלים המאופשים תלויים ועומדים, and to leave the outer ones hanging, וכן כל כיוצא בזה, that's not the normal way. So in other words, when we said before that you're not supposed to be borer, to separate the bad ones from the good ones, that's when we're talking about separate leaves, they're all loose. And now you have, it's all mixed, and some of them are me'upash, and some of them are fresh. So you're not allowed to separate the me'upashim from the fresh ones. Rather the reverse, right? However, when it's all one, when they're all connected as one cabbage head or lettuce, for example, and the outer ones are not desirable, you're allowed to peel those earth off first in order to get to the good part inside. That's totally fine. Mihu, however, ze eno ela, this is only if you are doing so to eat it immediately. But if you are peeling it off in such a way for the purpose of preparing it for a meal that will be in an hour or so later, as you remember, the Ben Ishchai holds that le'altar or samuch is within the hour. But if it's for a meal that will be later on, an hour away or more, asu dehagam borer ochel mitoch pesolet. Because even when we allow ochel from pesolet, desharinan mishum dederech achilauze, which we allow because that's the normal way, lo shariela beochel le'altar. That's only when you're doing it for immediate eating, o toch sha'achat, or for a seuda that is upcoming within the hour. So vehu adin kan, so the same thing here, to peel off the outer leaves which are undesirable, is allowed, but it's allowed for this particular seuda that you are in, or for the seuda that will begin within the hour. Or if you remember, according to Rabbi Ovadia, it has to be samuch la seuda, meaning within 15 minutes from the seuda. But otherwise, to prepare it for the next seuda, an hour away, that's not allowed either. That's halacha vav. Halacha zayin, avatichim, shekorim be'aravi raki, right? Watermelon, that in Iraqi Arabic is called raki, okay? In Moroccan Arabic, it's called dalaha, if you ever heard that. Whatever, but avatiach, watermelon, as they say in English. So avatichim sheyesh bekirbam gar'inim harbe mefuzarim ana ve'ana, obviously in the watermelons, or at least in the watermelons of old. Today we're so spoiled that they grew new watermelons that hardly have any pits in them. But the normal watermelon have those black pits, slippery black pits inside. Hashem makes them coated with a slippery coating so that it slips away, because that's for the next generation, that's not for you. Anyway, so a slice of watermelon that has gar'inim, that has seeds, that has pits inside, he'eleti besifri mikavtze'el, I brought down in my sefer mikavtze'el, says the Ben Ish Chai, she'ikach ha'chaticha beyado, take the piece of watermelon in your hand, וינתז בכוח בעודה בידו להשליך ממנה הגרעינים בהתזה זו. להתיז, he means to shake. Shake the slice, shake the piece of watermelon in a way that the seeds or the pits will fall off. ומה שלא ייפול בהתזה, and those that don't fall off just by shaking, מחמת שדבוקים בהרבה, because they are well embedded in the watermelon, Sharinan leleotzia garin bayadaim. Those that won't come off by shaking them off, then you are allowed to remove them by hand, says the Ben Ish Chai. Dechashiv ze derech achila bekach, because that's considered derech achila, the way, the normal way to eat. She'en mechayavim oto latet achaticha kemo shei befiv veyotzi hagarinim bipiv. Says the Ben Ish Chai, we don't obligate the person to put a piece of watermelon in his mouth and then from his mouth to remove the seeds. You don't have to do that. Then zo derech achila. Says that's not so much the normal way. Mihu tov leotziam al yedei shinui k'tzat. However, it's better if you're going to remove them with your hands, do it in a non-ordinary way. Litchotam kelachar yad. Let's say the normal way would be with your pointer finger to remove them. So let's say with your index finger, or with your pinky, or some other kelachar yad, out of the ordinary way. That it sounds like that's a chumrah. It's better to do so. If not, you can remove them by hand as is. Halachachet, imochel tmarim b'Shabbat. Let's say you're eating dates on Shabbat, a very common fruit in the time and place of the Ben Ish Chai. Dates. Mutar leafrid hatmara min hagar'in biyado. You're allowed to remove the fruit, the date, from the pit by hand. Vezorek hagar'in, and thereby cast aside the pit. Veochel hatmara, and then eat the date. Ki kevan sheyesh sham gar'in echad, Havele lokeach ochel mitoch pesolet keshu mafridam ze mize. Because being that you only have one pit in a date, so it is like when you remove the date from its pit, that's considered ochel mitoch pesolet. Ve'u adin bepri shekorim mishmish v'kayotze bo. He says the same thing, let's say, with an apricot or the like. Let's say an apricot or a peach or a plum, meaning fruits that have one pit. So what you do is, you would remove the fruit, hold the pit, and remove the fruit from the pit. Obviously, we're talking after you cut it, you know, you sliced it, and you see the pit, so you can remove the fruit from it. Aval betzimukim shehem anavim yeveshim. However, let's say you have grapes, or dried grapes. That's what he means by tzimukim. Sheyesh bekol achat shlosha ve'arba'a garinim. In a grape, you have like, in each one, you have like three or four small pits. אם הוא רוצה להוציא הגרעינים, הרי זה נמצא בורר פסולת מתוך אוכל. if you're going to remove the pits from the grape, that is definitely considered pesolet mitoch ochel. Because you have to remove one after another from the grape. Ketzad yaseh. So when eating grapes with seeds, with pits, says the Ben Ishchai, what should you do? Yaniach ha'anava befiv, put the grape in your mouth, ve'yotzi ha'gar'inim efiv. And then you take out the pits from, you know, from your mouth, by hand, from your mouth. So that's what how you would have to eat a grape, he says. I would suppose that the same thing, let's say, for example, a tangerine or a clementine or an orange that has some seeds, so you put the fruit in your mouth with the seeds, and you spit out this into, of course, politely into your hand. Some would say into your hand with zmukze, it's a problem. But that's fine. For a second, just threw your hand into the plate. You're not holding onto it. Just, you have to be polite. You can't, to spit it out from your mouth onto the plate next to people eating, I don't think that's proper. And I've seen people do that, and that's not proper. You don't have to into your hand and hold it mamash, but at least you cover your mouth and into the plate. That for sure would halachically be okay. So again, the Ben Ishchai here is the main point here in Halacha Chet that he said is to differentiate between types of fruits. The fruits that have one pit, you're allowed to just as is remove it from the fruit. That's not a problem. But by grapes, you have to do it by taking the grape into your mouth and afterwards taking out the seeds. Ubesifri mikavtzei leveti divrei harab moharitatz. In mikavtzei, I brought the words of Rabbi Yom Tov Tzahalon, the Moharitatz, one of the great Acharonim, she'asar liklof atur musim biyado le'aniach le'toch piv, that, let's say, these are beans that have shells, that you should not peel off the shell and then put it into your mouth, ela yanichenu kumo shehu v'yotzi haklipa mipiv. The Moharitatz held you should put it into your mouth and remove the peel from your mouth. Ve'heveti divrei harav tal orot, and I brought the words of the Tal Orot Shevi Divrei Arav Maharitatz, who brought the words of the Maharitatz, Uma Shetzien Al Dvar Moshe Ubet David, Gam Eveti Divrei Arav Eshel Avraham, Bepotech Plomen, Vezorek Garinim Akashim. The Eshel Avraham talks about eating plums and you know, taking out the hard core pit. Ve'asiti Shlosha Chilukim Bedino Shel Maharitatz, I made three differences in different levels here in this matter. Ve'he'eleti, and I came up with the following halacha, says the Ben Ishchai, betur musim ufulim. When it comes to beans that have shells, like fava beans or tur musim, like garbanzo beans, kevan shederech b'nei adam b'chole kalefam b'fihem, ken ya'aseh b'shabbat. Since it's normal to do it by mouth, on Shabbat also you should do that. Ve'lo yikalefem b'yado, don't do it with your hand. Like the Maharitatz said, "Ayen ma'amar Mordechai." In Halacha Tet, he says, "Pri shekorim be'aravi fistuk," right? The fruit that's called fistuk. You know what's fistuk? That's like pistachio. That's close. You see, fistuk and pistachio. It's very close. So when you're eating pistachios, shekripato seduka me'at. As you know, the shell of the pistachio is already cracked a bit. It's open a bit when it comes to us. Ve'ha'adam gomra biyadav. And the one who is eating it, all he does is finish off the crack. You open it up. It's already opened, but you continue the crack. U'motzi apri, and you take out the fruit. Ve'ochlo, and you eat it. He'eleti b'sifri ha'katan, deshani ze medina turmusim anizkarim. B'sifri mikavtziel, rather, not a katan. And I wrote in mikavtziel that this is different than the aforementioned beans that we said that you should first put it in your mouth and then take out the shell, not the pistachios. No. Those are different. V'shari la'asot. You're allowed to open up the shell completely and take out the fruit. That is totally fine. Mihu kol ze eno ela be'ochel le'altar o betoch shah. However, remember always that this is only if you're eating it immediately or within the hour. Aval esuda she'achal shah asu. But to take a whole bunch of pistachios and to peel off the shells and put just the pistachios in a bowl and save it for Suda Shlishit for the next meal, that is absolutely not allowed.